Gone was any hint of consternation over Angela Hunt's 2007 petition referendum to scuttle the proposed Trinity River Toll Road, or disappointment among some council members over Delia Hasso's more recent flip-flop on a resolution supporting gay marriage. It was all hearts and flowers. Colleague Dwayne Carraway focused on the many things Councilmember Hasso accomplished during her 4 years.
Streetcars and domestic violence and graffiti and Bishop Arts, those things are different because of your commitment.
Hasso chaired the council's domestic violence task force and helped jumpstart the streetcar line from downtown to Oak Cliff, which is now under construction. Mayor Pro Tem Pauline Medrano received high praise from council colleague Von Seal Jones Hill.
I don't believe there could be any higher accolade than to say that Pancho would be proud. You have carried the Medrano tradition wonderfully well.
That tradition will continue when Adam Medrano is sworn in to take his aunt's seat on the council. What's next for Pauline Medrano? For one thing, she's just been appointed to the U.S. Census Bureau's National Advisory Board on Racial, Ethnic, and Other Populations. Linda Koop has been the expert on transportation, serving on the Regional Transportation Council. Councilman Tanel Atkins praised Koop for her ability to get to the nitty-gritty of a problem and build consensus around a solution.
When we did have a problem with infrastructure or transportation rides, you didn't talk about it. You hopped in the car and we drove around and we looked and see what we could do and the best way how to approach it.
Jerry Allen acknowledged that he and Councilmember Angela Hunt frequently disagreed on issues, but Allen said facing Hunt with her deep research and accomplished debate made him a better council member.
You'd be looking at your computer, and if I did my homework, all of a sudden your head would go like this, and we'd lock eyes. And then I knew it was showtime. It was showtime.
Hunt was applauded for being a champion of the city's bike trails, as well as solving the long-standing parking noise and rowdy behavior complaints on Lower Greenville. Ann Margolin decided not to run again. Sandy Grayson pointed out that she and other council members could take a lesson from Margolin's style.
Said, I have really enjoyed sitting next to you, and I think that you have brought such calm and level-headedness to this council.
Margolin will devote more time to family obligations. Mayor Mike Rawlings says he'll add his comments at Monday's inauguration ceremony at the Meyerson. BJ Austin, KERA News.